Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, and you're listening to Bike Sport Radio with where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, July 9th, 12 noon. And we've got Northern and Southern California road and mountain bike results coming up. We've also got some RAM results. Race Across America just happened in June. And a report from Brenda Barnell, a RAM veteran, on that, as well as some sounds from the RAM start line on Team Day. Interviews with rider Steve Petty and Glenn Dreary as well here on Bike Sport Radio. So let's go to some race results for right now for a few minutes. Race results for the San Rafael Criterium, the Twilight Criterium held in San Raf on July 7th. Men's pros making the podium, James LaBerge in third place, riding for Team Mike's Bikes. Second place going to Jared Berrylow, riding for Cal Giant Specialized. And Team Mike's Bikes rounding out the podium with a win, Eric Riggs, first place. In the San Rafael Twilight Criterium, women's results, category 1-2-3s, Katie Antonow, riding for Exergy 2012 in third place. Lauren Rowney, riding for Specialized Lululemon, taking second. And picking up the win also for Exergy 2012 from Mill Valley, Allison Tetrick. Beginner men's Cat 4s, Magnus Guile was your winner, riding for Webcor Alto Velo. And in the men's Category 3 Squadra, San Francisco's Giuseppe Errico taking that win. Cat 1-2-3's Masters 45 and over. HDR presented by Lombardi Sports' Kevin Klein picking up the win. And the Masters Cat 1-2-3's 35+. Safeway PRC Group Bicycle Pluses, none other than Dan Martin taking that win from Foster City. Complete results at usacycling.org for the San Rafael Twilight Criterium. And in the Manhattan Beach Grand Prix in Southern California, July 8th, men's pros taking third place, United Healthcare's Hilton Clark, second place going to Ricky Escuela, and your winner riding for Team Optum, presented by Kelly Benefit Strategies, Ken Hansen. Women's pros and Cat 1-2-3s, Melinda Berniker taking third place for Velo Club Lagrange. Second place also Velo Club Lagrange's Julie Cutts, and your winner right for local Team Helens, Cannondale, Shelby Reynolds. Men's Category 2s, Corey Williams, SC Velo, taking that win. And in the men's Category 3s, Bahati Foundation doing a 1-2 sweep on the podium. Second place, Mike Davis, and your winner, Steven Salazar. Excellent showing by the Bahati Foundation in the Category 3s. Masters 35s, taking the win was Surf City Cyclery's Sharon Smith. And in the Masters 45s, picking up the win, breakaway from cancer, Masters Richard Meeker. Meeker is on a roll. I believe he's leading the SoCal Cup also in points. Craig Miller with a fine showing there in second place. And third place, going to Team Velocity's Mike McMahon in the Masters 45+. Men's Category 4s, also a sweep in first two places. Third place, going to La Habra Cyclery Chronic Tacos, Scott Clark, and Velo Club Lagrange picking up number 1 and 2. Second place, John Smart, and your winner, Chad Mostyn, both riding for Velo Club Lagrange Westwood. Complete results at scnca.org. All right, and the mountain bike scene, Southern California, the Over the Hump midweek mountain bike race series continues, and the overall 2012 standings currently right now. This is a Tuesday night series after work for those of you that want to get down to Irvine at Lake Irvine and race the Over the Hump series. Anton Petrov is leading the pro men's with a total of 288 points and just
8 points behind him with 280, Eric Bierman. So very hot contested, first and second in the pro men's over the hump race series. Anton Petrov riding for SDG Felt, presented by IRT, and Eric Bierman riding for Bikes for Boobs. And the expert men leading the series right now with 298 points, Steve Boniface for Black Star Racing. And in the sport men 29 and under, David Skeeters is leading right now with 246 points, riding for Think ASG. And there's only a one-point spread between him and second place, Team Mixspeed's Humberto Rivera Jr. And in the sport men 50-plus with 261 points right now, Rockform's Bobby Walker currently in that lead. The beginner men's 30 to 39, Simon O'Mara with 272 points in the standings. And in the pro expert women with a total of 294 points so far, the Path Bike Shop's Leslie Williams is your series leader, followed by Laura Knight for Troop Racing. Still seven races to go in the Overhump series. They're about halfway through their summer series, midweek series. Kimberly Allen in the Sport Women is your leader with 293 points, riding for Cyber Duo Solutions. And in the Beginner Women with 269 points, leading the series right now, Team Sparkle, Team Poseidon's Carrie Lundell. And complete results on the Cross Country Over the Hump Mountain Bike Series at overthehumpseries.com can be found. Next race coming up July 24th.
Okay, and we've also got a Ram report from veteran Ram racer Brenda Barnell. She had a chance to talk about the teams and the individual Ram results this year. Let's go to that now.
Recent Ram results. We've got an experienced Ram rider here with us today on Bike Sport Radio, Brenda Barnell, a Ram veteran. How you doing?
Doing great.
So we got some solo riders. Tell us about the solo finish. I hear there's a rider that you knew out there.
Yep, we had Dave Ellsbury, who's a Southern California guy. He was in the Ram 60 to 69 age group. Came in first place in his division.
Woohoo!
I know, averaged 10.09 miles per hour. It took him 12 days, 8 hours. But you know what? It was a hard race.
It says he rides for MS. Dave rides for MS is the name of his team.
Right, exactly.
All right, and the men's under 50s, it looks like we got some results there. Tell us about those.
It was a tough race. I watched it through the internet real close. Number one, two guy, they were neck and neck for the longest time. It was a real good challenge.
Christoph Stosser and Rito Schoch, I hope I pronounced that right. What's the distance? Their times are real close there, huh?
Exactly. Retro came in with an average of 15.08. His race time was 8 days, 6 hours. And the other gentleman, Christoph, was 8 days, 9 hours.
3 hours separating their times finished.
Real.
That's incredible.
Tough. Yeah, and when you consider that going across the United States from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland, you know, 3,000 miles, that's tough.
The men's under 50. Has there ever been a finish that close? I don't think so, huh?
No, because our friend Urich, who I think is a great gentleman, but it lost his life about a year ago now, but he was always out there. He could go for days and days and not sleep. So he was always way ahead. So this is a real close one and two right there. And then also the first U.S. guy is a kind of a local down there in Texas where I used to live. He's from Sheridan, Arkansas. He goes by Tarzan Rides.
That's Kurt Siervogel, right?
Right. He's the first U.S. guy, came in seventh, and he's a rookie, too, so he did really well. Raced average was 11.51 miles per hour, which is ended up at 10 days, 20 hours. Fast race for him and really great.
That's a really close race, actually. It looks like 7th and 8th place right behind Kurt was Jason the Hammer with just behind him by, what, 40 minutes, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, so. All right. Congratulations, Kurt Siervogel, 7th place, the first American solo under 50. How about the solo women's 50?
Yeah, we had two little categories. We had solo female 50 to 59 age group was Janet Christensen, who's a U.S. girl. In fact, I believe she's here in California. She ended up with a 9.72 average. It was 12 days, 19 hours. So she had a good race.
She's had some bad luck in the past. I understand. I guess this is her first Ram solo finish ever, huh?
Exactly, yep. So she wanted to be out there. I did read where she said she, that's it. She's not doing it again, but we'll see.
Yeah, congratulations to her. She's attempted it before and had a DNF or two out there and finally finished it this year in the women's under 50 battle.
Yeah, it was, in fact, number two girl came in, it was Joanne, she's or Joan, I guess that's how she pronounced
it. Joan Dieksman,
right,
looks like.
From Canada, and she was riding for Leukemia Society, so that was great. Average was 9.76 with 12 days and 18 hours. And then another girl, Trix, she was...
Trix Zragegen. That's a hard name to pronounce. It's like a Swiss rider.
Right. She really did really well. She was 11.79 average mile per hour average with 10 days 13 hours, so she was way out there. She did good.
That is really fast.
Exactly.
For women's riders under 50. All right, we'll be right back with some information about the teams.
Yeah, all right, thank you, Brenda. The credentials on Brenda's ridden Ram several times as a team member, and I think still holds a current record out there for Ram as well, and is riding again this year at the Furnace Creek 508, part of Team Hammer Dillos. That's coming up in October. All right, on to the team results now.
All right, we're back with Ram Team Report by Brenda, veteran Ram rider. A lot of teams out there this year. You know a few of them. Tell us about some of the teams you know. Tell us a little bit about one of the teams you know about.
Okay, there were several teams out there this year, but kind of cool is a two-person mix, husband and wife, Nancy and John Guth from Virginia. They were in the age category of 60 to 69, did fantastic, took them 8 days, 3 hours, with an average of 15.29. They did super.
Wow, and they're called Bo and Babe?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anybody else you're familiar with? You know some of the team riders out there?
Some of the others, there was a four-person mix, 50 to 59 age category. They were on a recumbent. They were from Florida, so that was really neat. John Schlitter and his girlfriend, and then two, Larry Idle from Illinois. He rode too, so that was neat. And they had one other teammate, and I'm not too sure who that was offhand.
How'd they do? Did they win their category, looks like?
They did. They won their category 6 days, 12 hours, with a 19.1 average. That was super.
Okay. And then there was a HIV. I think we've got an interview with them later. Tell us about that team. What's it called?
We do. It's Team 4 HIV Hope. Glenn Drury from Australia, from Down Under.
Oh,
he was
nice.
There. Exactly. I met him several years ago. Doing Ram, and then also at Paris.
All right, and you were there at Ram Start, too, with the team starts, and got an interview with their team, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty interesting how they were doing, and they'll explain how they were. They had two HIV teammates and then two that did not have HIV. So they were doing testing throughout. It was kind of funny because I don't think Glenn knew that he was going to be giving blood every day during the race. It was kind of neat because he had shown me his arm. It was all black and blue because they had drawn blood the night before. And then his teammate was there explaining what they were doing. And he realized at the interview that, oh my gosh, I am going to have to give blood every day. And I think he's probably like me that doesn't like to give blood.
And in spite of the blood donating every day, it looks like their team won, but only by about 3 hours over the second place team. That's incredible.
Yeah, 6 days, 19 hours with an average of 18.28. So they did fantastic.
Okay. And then there's an American team up there in the age group under 50, sarcoma,
yeah.
I believe.
And, Team Sarcoma, they were on the recumbents also. Steve Petty from Dallas, Texas was on there. He was an alternate, but one of the teammates had injured himself, had to have surgery, so Steve jumped in there and was on the team. So we have an interview with them as I met them for breakfast that morning. So that'll be really neat. They were excited. They did finish 6 days, 21 hours with an 1809 average, and they had were neck and neck.
The four beef eaters, it looks like, was barely an hour behind them.
Yeah, Brits. Four beef eaters.
Beef eaters, gin drinkers, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. 6 days, 22 hours, and with an average of 17.94.
All right. Well, thanks, Brenda. We'll be coming back later with an interview and some action from the start line, an interview with the team HIV Hope also that we got on Ram Start Day out there. And anything else you want to add?
That should do it. It's exciting. It's a fun thing, and it's great to be part of it.
All right. Visit raceacrossamerica.org for further details, and we'll have those interviews coming up later on Bike Sport Radio.
Here's Bike Sport Radio.
3,000 miles on your bicycle. 8, 9, 10 days, 11 days. Unbelievable feat of endurance. Ram is the Race Across America. All right. Coming up, we got upcoming events in Northern Cal. We've got the Tuesday night Twilight race series continuing on July 10th. It's a 9/10 of a mile closed loop criterium series with a slight uphill and four corners in the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Sonoma, Northern California, near Santa Rosa. It's brought to you by Bike Peddler, Cola Vita, and Camelback, and Echelon Cycle and Multisport. Tuesday night Twilight race series. Visit TuesdayNightTwilights.com for full details on that race series coming up July 10th and continuing on Tuesday nights. Coming up on July 13th, the Hellier Velodrome Friday Night Track Racing continues. Friday Night Track Racing July 13th, continuing through August 31st, presented by the Northern California Velodrome Association at the Hellier County Park Velodrome in San Jose, racing for men and women, Category 1, 2, 3s, and Category 3s and 4s, as well as Masters 40+. Visit RideTheTrack.com for full details on Friday night track racing at the Hellier Park Velodrome in San Jose. On July 15th, the Paramount Criterium will take place in Carson Rancho Dominguez on the Dominguez Hills course, a 9/10 of a mile race course, racing for all categories, starting at 7:30 with the beginners, Category 4 and 5 men, and our feature event they're going to conduct at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Promoted by Paramount Racing, Orange County Wheelmen, and Cranky's Bicycles, the Paramount Criterium. And coming up on July 22nd, off-road mountain bike racing, the Rim Nordic Summer Series for all categories, pro men, women, tandems as well, and masters. Awards going three deep at Rim Nordic. And cash prizes also for the pro men and the pro women. Again, that's coming up July 22nd, Rim Nordic. That's in Big Bear Mountain. RimNordic.com for full details about that event. And on Saturday, August 18th, in Southern California, the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy, a 12-mile hill climb course, and your gears are not low enough, pretty much guaranteed. That is one steep-ass climb made famous by the Amgen Tour of California, finishing a few stages up there on the top of Mount Baldy at the ski lifts, starting in Upland. 12 full miles. Climbs are up to 15% deep, steep up there. And be prepared for the August heat. 9 a.m. start time. This is a time trial event. No drafting. Riders will start out at one at a time and no drafting allowed. Registration opens at 7:45. That's brought to you by Jack's Bicycle Center, Jack's of Claremont, the Hotter Than Hell Hill Climb at Mount Baldy. Again, Saturday, August 18th. Register at iamathlete.com or find further details at backontrackproductions.com. All right, so we've got more sounds from the Ram start line with Brenda Barnell. Also some interviews with a couple of riders, Steve Petty and Glenn Dreary. So sit back and enjoy some of those on Bike Sport Radio.
Sport Radio, and we're down at the starting line area. We're in the staging area with all the teams getting ready to go. A fun time right now. It's exciting. Everybody's getting ready. And I am with a friend of mine, Glenn Drury, from Australia. Listen to this accent. But he is on team for HIV Hope, and it's a four-man team on their single upright bikes.
G'day. G'day. How are you? What accent? What do you mean accent? Everyone around here's got an accent but me. So looking forward to another round. This will be my fourth, and an hour or so to go to the start. Is that
yeah,
what we got?
Exactly.
The butterflies are in my tummy, but I'm focused. I'm ready. I know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Oh boy.
And you're racing, it's a charity, your team for HIV Hope, which is?
Well, I actually retired from ultra distance racing in 2009 when I was part of a winning team. I figured that's enough. I mean, you know, you've done this. How many times have you done this?
I've done it four times.
Well,
like you.
This will be my fourth and a few PVPs.
Yes.
So I wanted to go out on a high, and you know, it was like 8 weeks ago. These guys called me and asked me if I joined their team. Fitness was okay. It was good. I've really revved things up in that 8 weeks, and I feel good. And it's an interesting team. Two of the guys on this team are HIV positive, and two of us are not. In fact, Patrick Gortissier, he's right beside me. He was done it solo a couple of times, and he's doing some research. Wait, tell us about that research, Patrick.
Yeah, hi. Yes, I'm going to use this opportunity of RAM to do research, and basically to study the immune system of 2 HIV positive and 2 HIV negative during an extreme event like RAM, and then compare the two and see if we see any differences between the two small groups. And the hypothesis is that there won't be major differences between the 2 HIV positive and the 2 HIV negative, which would mean that the drug works very well, and that despite you can be HIV positive, if you have access to drugs, I mean, you can live the life to the fullest without any breaks, anything that affects your health.
That's
the plan.
But they took my blood. Can you believe it?
I was wondering.
They actually had to
take. He's a little black and blue on his arm.
I mean, let me ride 1,000K, but please don't take my blood again.
I will.
Yeah, you just did it the one time, and they're going to test along the way.
I think every day of the race, and then 1 and 3 day post race to see the after the race, the post recovery.
Hang on, how many times are you going to take my blood?
Another 7 times. Sorry about that.
Can I swear on this radio?
I'm glad it's you and not me. You may have black and blue arms all the way up and down. Oh, that's great. So what is your strategy, y'all?
Well, you know, we're a team of four, and we've done this, all of us have done this before. I think we have 13 RAMs between us on start. Is that right? Something like that.
Awesome.
We'll divide into two sub-teams of two. Jim and I are first out the gate today, and we'll essentially ride 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off for 4 hours, and then Patrick and Stephen will take over. And we'll repeat that several hundred times. You know how that goes.
Oh, absolutely. And plans change too, right?
Well, one of the things with RAM, you know, RAM is a unique race. Not only is it really generally accepted as the toughest bicycle race in the world, and probably one of the toughest athletic events in the world, anything can happen in this race, and everything does happen times 10, you know. It's not about the person who's got the biggest heart, lungs, the biggest leg muscles, although that's very, very important. RAM is really about what's going on in that most powerful muscle in your body, and that's the one between your ears. You've really got to have your head together in RAM, and for me, RAM, after 2007, when I did it in a two-person team with Tim Wittenberg, he's a hell of a rider.
Exactly. Yeah.
RAM moved from the physical to the spiritual. I had an inward, almost zen-like journey in that RAM, and I love this madness and all the people around it. And you know, it's really good to see you again.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel at home with these lunatics.
Exactly. I know, it's like a reunion, but it's so fun. I think it's in your blood. It's amazing how it just stays. I mean, to not get in the van today is like killing you. It's like, whew. Yeah. But it's great. Well, good. Well, good luck, y'all. And I will definitely be following you, and we'll update us when you can.
Well, thanks.
All right, here's Bike Sport Radio, and it's RAM Day. It's June 16th, and I am with Team Sarcoma. It's a recumbent, a bent team, four riders, male, and 14 crew people. We're at breakfast right now. And I've got one racer, Steve Petty, who's from Dallas, and he's on the team. Steve, what do you, are you getting butterflies?
Not butterflies. I'm just ready to get into the rotation of everything. First day is gonna be an adjustment, but after that, looking to have a good race, safe race for everybody.
Yeah. A little heat going on once you leave California.
I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine with the heat.
There you go. Texas.
Bring me some heat. So I'm good with that. So
that's right.
It's the cold that I don't like. So
we'll just get through Colorado.
Exactly.
That.
And we have clothes for the cold, so we're good.
There you go. And then we have Steve is an alternate. We have
Alan Doom.
He was going to be a rider, but he got injured about a month or two ago, something like that. But he's great, and he's coming on out to crew. So was this going to be your first Ram?
Yes, this would have been my first Ram riding. I crewed for Raw 2 years ago. I crewed for a two-person Ram last year. And this would have been my first one riding. But sometimes things don't work out the way you hope. And I'm glad to be here with the team. And we're going to have a great race. And I'm already thinking about next year.
We're glad to have him.
There you go. Now, you guys are riding for a charity.
Sarcoma, correct.
Yeah, sarcoma cancer. Sarcoma is a very deadly cancer. It's probably one of the least known types of cancer. And actually, our off-the-road crew chief, David Bradley, has been fighting sarcoma for many, many years and actually had to have an emergency surgery about the same time that I had my knee surgery. And so that's the reason he won't be on the road with us either. But we're just trying to raise awareness and maybe a little bit of money for sarcoma research.
Very good. All right, you guys. We'll be back down. We're at their breakfast right now, and then we're going to be going down to the start.
And we're Team Sarcoma, but we're also Team Sarcoma powered by Bichetta Bikes. They're one of our big-time sponsors, so I had to get that in.
There you go. Those are those recumbents. All right. Talk to you all later.
As of 2006, we started. Yeah, 2006 was the first year we started from Oceanside, and I hope it continues. And last year, and again this year, the highlight for me is to have this race go right past my house off of Sleepy Indian Road. So if any of you want to watch the racers climb probably one of the steepest hills in the entire race, then you just need to get out the Sleeping Indian and watch them climb that hill. It's a pretty amazing sight to see.
Pete Pinceres, who is solo
hot by that time. Do you have a hose out there where they can refill with water? Jim Wood, mayor of the city of Oceanside. Great to have you out here. What's Race Across America coming to Oceanside mean to you?
Apologize for the feedback. Welcome to Oceanside on the sunny day, and it's wonderful to Oceanside and all the participants. We're happy that each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it helps our economy. It shows the rest of the world that we're sports-minded out here in the West Coast. All I have to say about it as the mayor is not only have a great time, enjoy this race, but be careful and safe. And our friends come back every year, and that's the best part of it. We see them again and again, and it makes Oceanside a point of interest worldwide, and all of these international teams are welcome, and thank you for letting us have it here.
Thank you for hosting. It's wonderful to be here in Oceanside. Race time is 11:47 or 14:47. We try to keep race time or official race time on an East Coast time since the finish is on City Dock in Annapolis, Maryland at the Chesapeake Bay. Jim Pinceres, are you in the audience? Jim Pinceres, brother of Pete Pinceres. He'll be joining us here in just a second. Leslie Gall, Terry Goodman, Harold LaGrange.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, Imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Oh, hey, thanks for listening. That's right, Bike Sport Radio. Join us. Be a part of our show if you want, anytime. Check out our Facebook group, Bike Sport Radio on Facebook or bikesportradio.com. And thanks for listening. We'll be seeing you next time on Bike Sport Radio.